I was asked the following question this Shabbos. How do we call up to the Torah the Oileh who receives the Aliyah of the Teichacha? The Ramah in Hilchas Rish Chodesh Simen Tov Chav Ches Se'if Vav states V'chein Noihagin Shaloi Likrois Echad Bishmoi La'alois Ela Koirin Mi Sheyirtzeh. The custom is not to call the Oileh by his name for the Aliyah of the Teichacha, but rather we state whoever wants to be called should come forward. The Mishnah Berurah comments, the reason we do not call him by name is the Shema lo yirtze la'alois oisoi sheyikra'uhu v'yavoi lokoitz batoichechois. Because if you call an individual by name without his being aware that he is being called, he may refuse to take the Aliyah, and as a result it appears that he is rejecting the Teichacha. V'ayein b'vir halacha, look at the comments in the Bir Halacha. However, the Bir Halacha also comments that it is not a good idea to call Ya'amoid Misha Yirtzeh, and in fact, we are not noyeg to do this. It is best that an individual should be asked in advance whether he wants the Aliyah. We must know for certain that he is agreeable to get this Aliyah. The next question that was asked, if a Kohen is the Baal Koirei or Baal Kriya, how can he get the Teichacha, since as a Kohen he gets the first Aliyah? The Bir Halacha states the following in reference to the individual who should initially get the Aliyah of the Teichacha. Hashliach tzibur ha-korei ba'atzmoi, ya'aleh le-toiro le-parsha zoi, uvozeh ein shum chashash kalal le-chulei alma. The one who lanes should get the Aliyah, since this will not cause any problems and this would be understood and accepted by everyone. Va'afilu imhu koihein, gam kein yesh eitza, k'moy she-kosavti b'mishnah berurah. The eitz is that the Kohen who lanes should get the first Aliyah, which is from the beginning of Parshas Bechukosai, until after the Teichacha. After the Teichacha, there are enough Pesukim to be divided, and the remainder of the six Aliyahs, the remainder of the six Oilim, will divide these Pesukim until the end of the Parsha. Also, there is a Bir Halacha that offers a second solution when both Parshiyos, Bahar and Bechukosai, are together. Since there are many Pesukim from the beginning of Parshas Bahar until the Teichacha, there can be six Aliyos called up until Vishavtem Lovetach Ba'artzechem in Parshas Bechukosai. Then, from the pasuk that begins with Vinosati Shaloim Ba'oretz until Vahakimoisi Es Berisi Etechem will be Shvi'i, the seventh Aliyah. And then from Va'achaltem Yoshon and Oishon until the end of Parshas Bechukosai will be Acharoin, so that the Kohen may be called for the Aliyah of Acharoin. In this way, the Kohen himself who is laning will be called for Achroin, which includes the Teichacha. The Pasuk states in Perichav Vav, Pasuk Dalid, V'nosati gishmechem be'itam, v'nosano ha'oretz yivulah. Hashem says, I will grant your rains in their season, and the land will give its produce. The question that I was asked was, what is the shayrish of the word yivulah, which means its produce? The word yivulah, first of all, has a mapik, hey, and you must sound that hey, yivulah, because it means the yivul of the eretz, of the land, and eretz is nekeva. The Ibn Ezra states that he is uncertain as to whether the shayrish is bull, Beis Vav Lamed, or Yud Veiz Lamed, with a Yud. he cites that there is a pasuk in Iyuv, Perik Mem, pasuk Chaf, Ki Vul Harim Yisu Lai, where the word bull, Beis Vav Lamed, means food or produce. The Ibn Ezra says that we can compare the word Yivul to the word Yikum in Parshas Noyach, where the pasuk states, Vayimach es kol hayikum, Hashem wiped out every living substance. And the shorish of the word hayikum is kum, kuf vav mem. And the yud of the word yikum is extra. And the words yikum and yivul are similar. The Radak also, in his Sefer HaShirashim, classifies the shorish as beis vav lamed. The Radak also cites the pasuk in Melachim Aleph, Perek Vav, pasuk lamed ches, Biyerach bol hu hachodesh hashemini, the month of bull is the eighth month, which is Mar Cheshvan. Some say that the month is named bull since it is related to the word mabul, and named bull since most of the rain comes down in Mar Cheshvan. The question that I was asked was, what is the shorish of the word moirech? In Perik Chavav, Pasuk Lamed Vav, the Pasuk states, V'hanisharim bochem, V'hevesi moirech bilvavam. And for the survivors among you, I will bring fear into their hearts. Rashi comments on the word moirech, which means pachad v'roich halevav, fright and softness of the heart. The Be'er Chayvois explains that according to Rashi, the mem of the word moirech is not part of the shoirish, and the shoirish is reish kaf chaf, which is in the category of kafulim, where the middle root letter and the last letter are the same. The Radak, in his Sefer HaShiroshim, also says that the shoirish is reish kaf chaf, and is related to the word rach. The Radak cites a pasuk in Devarim Parshas Shoftim, Peirchav pasuk ches, Mi ha'ish hayorei v'rach halevav, who is the man who was fearful and faint-hearted. The Ibn Ezra also says that the shorish is reish kaf chaf, and is related to the word rach, and means that they will be so scared that even the sound of a driven leaf will chase them and scare them. As the pasuk describes, V'radaf oisam koil ole nidof, the sound of the fallen leaf will cause them to flee as if it were a sword chasing them, and they will fall even though there is no one chasing them. However, the Sefer HaZikaron says that what Rashi is explaining in this pasuk is actually that the shorish is mem reish chaf. Moirech is the shorish. The Concordatio also classifies it under the shorish mem reish chaf. So we have two opinions, v'tzorich iyun. The question asked was, why does the word erkecha have a cha ending? What purpose does it serve? The pasuk could have stated v'hoya ha'erech. The pasuk is pasuk gimel in perik chaf zayin, where it says v'hoya erkecha, the value shall be. Now, the previous pasuk stated that Hashem spoke to Moshe, telling him to speak to the Bnei Yisrael regarding the laws of vows, concerning a man who expresses a vow, a neder, to donate to Hekdish the value of nefashos, souls or lives. Rashi comments on the word erkecha, value, erkecha kemoi erech, v'chefel hakofin lo yodati me'eze lashoin hu, The word erkecha has the same meaning as the word erech, without the cha ending, and he does not know the significance of the cha ending, since the cha ending does not mean your value. Therefore, the cha ending seems to be unnecessary. The Sifsei Chachamim cites a strong question on this Rashi from the Re'eim, Rabbi Eliyahu Mizrahi. The Gemara in Erechin, Daf Dalet Amud Aleph, states that the cha ending is necessary to teach a halacha. The halacha is Erech Kulai Hu Noisein, the Einoi Noisein Erech Demei Evarim. One can only give the value of the entire body and not the value of his individual limbs. And this pshat is according to Rashi. So we see that according to Rashi, the cha ending is necessary. Tosfos, however, disagrees and says that the cha ending is not necessary, but according to Rashi, it is. Also, even according to Rashi, who uses this cha ending for a drosha, what about the other times in the parsha where the word erkecha is mentioned in the various other psukim? Please take a look at the Sifsei Chachamim and the Gemara Erechin on this topic. The Tzorich Iyun. The Ibn Ezra also comments on the word erkecha and has a different approach. He writes, Al das hamedaktikim noisaf v'hata'am be'erech. According to all of the Baalei Dikduk, the cha ending is superfluous, and the words erkecha and ha'erech are the same. But he also cites a v'yesh oimerim, ki hakof l'noichach ha'koyhein. The kof is directed to the koyhein. This means when a man will make a vow of nefashos, lives, in accordance to what you, the koyhein, will value the lives to Hashem. And pshat is ke'erkecha ha'koyhein, ke'erkecha atah, as you, the koyhein, value it. V'ha'hei korei hei hakriyah. And the definition of this letter hei is a hei hakriyah. And the hei of ha'koyhein does not mean the koyhein, since we do not find a hei ha'yidiyah combined in one word with a cha suffix ending. So the word ha'koyhein would actually mean koyhein, your valuation, Mr. Kohen, and not the koyhein. Please see the Ibn Ezra.